Yeah, the thing, of course, that's been on everybody's mind and that you also discussed at the meeting was the process of how you discontinue elective obstetric deliveries. In other words, babies.
Correct.
What's the process on that? I mean, it's what we've got a deadline in, the end of July, right?
The end of June. It's July 1st. And so as I believe people are aware, the board did make the decision to discontinue elective obstetric deliveries as of July 1st. And so what we did was just a little bit of an update with the board talking about kind of the next steps of what, you know, some of the policies, procedures, processes that we're working on. And I know that Bridget Sobiak, our director of nursing, is now working with the physicians, in particular Dr. Delves and Dr. Stover, as we kind of develop the process and the protocols as to what will go forward. And we've also had some conversations with Sawtooth Mountain Clinic because they have always done a very good job of dealing with the prenatal and postnatal services, and I know there's the birth partners now, you know, for the kind of the beginning of life that everybody's working on. And, you know, our conversation with Sawtooth Mountain Clinic is we want to work with them. We're not going to, since they've already been doing a good job, we're not kind of walking in saying this is what should be done. So they're taking the lead on what needs to happen and what they want to do with the prenatal, postnatal services. But we're there to help and support however we can. Yeah, our suggestion was is that we've been talking with people in Ely and that we would work on some policies, they'd work on the others, and then we'd just switch.
Wow.
Hey.
Good thought.
Good thought.
Okay. So tell me about, there's a couple of pending legislations coming up. I think I'm aware of at least one of them, but I'm not sure what Protecting Access to Rural Health Therapy Services is. That's a Senate act.
Well, it's called the PARTS the PARTS Act is what they're working on, and I'm just trying to grab my my paperwork so that I can remember which is which, you know, because they have a couple of them, and then they always confuse me as to which ones they look at. But this is the one that actually has been an issue that's been going on for probably about the last 8 years now. And way back when, or kind of how all hospitals have dealt with what they call as physician supervision issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always kind of been general supervision has been the default process. And about 8 years ago, some people at Medicare said, oh, no, this should be direct supervision, not based upon any guidelines, not based upon any problems that have occurred with patients, not based upon anything. Frankly, it's just based on money. And they looked at it and said, oh, no, it needs to be this. Well, that means that essentially you have to have a physician almost in the room, like to start an IV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, for anything that's on an outpatient basis and facilities, this is kind of one of the things that impacts every facility, every state, you know, everywhere, and we've had bipartisan support before. We've just never been really able to move this legislation, and it's really kind of frustrating because it really has absolutely nothing to do with the care of the patient. And there's never been any allegations that there's been inappropriate care. There's never been anything. And so now, again, we're proposing this legislation because if this doesn't, Medicare can go back actually to, I believe it's 2000, retroactively deny payment for services where they say you can't prove that you had a physician in the room.
Oh, boy.
So it's got some potentially pretty devastating impact. And so that's why we're very, very grateful that both Senator Franken and Senator Klobuchar are supporting this legislation.
That seems like a strange turn of events when the state, for example, is trying to loosen up the arrangement with nurses and oversight.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It seems to be working at cross purposes.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the other legislation that I also talked about in there, that where Medicare says for a critical access hospital mm-hmm. that our average length of stay is supposed to be 96 hours. Okay, that's fine, because our average length of stay is 96 hours. You know, our average can't be any longer than that. But then also Medicare, same agency, says, But if you have anybody that stays any longer than 96 hours, not an average, but an absolute longer than 96 hours, we don't pay, period, nothing, nada. And, oh, by the way, your doctors need to certify at the time of admission because, you know, they have a really great crystal ball and say that the patient's not going to stay any longer than 96 hours. Our providers are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, sometimes our patients don't respond to medications the way we think they're going to, or sometimes something changes and you're making me guess in advance. And so this is not particularly great practice, but we've got two divisions of the same agency holding us to cross purposes.
And that's also a Senate bill.
That's also a Senate bill.
Pending. Okay.
Yep. And also supported by Senator Franken and Senator Klobuchar. So, again, we appreciate their support because these are kind of, I think, important things and really have potential to impact a lot of our Medicare patients.
Well, and that's a growing number.
And that's a growing number, yes.
That's true. Kimber Rolstad is the administrator for Cook County Hospital and Care Center. And we've got a celebration coming up here pretty soon, speaking of the Care Center. We're going to talk with some of you in a couple days about that.
Yes.
But give me a heads up. It's the, what, 50th anniversary?
It's the 50th anniversary of the Care Center. We will be having an open house over at the Care Center on Sunday, March 8th, and that actually happens to be the actual 50th anniversary of the open house that they had 50 years ago. So that, to the day, actually. It was the 7th and 8th 50 years ago when they had the great big grand opening for the Care Center. And we are going to have carrot cake. Everybody tells me to say that because our dietary department makes wonderful carrot cake. So
okay.
Please come and join us for that. But we're going to, you know, have some of the scrapbooks out and talk a little bit about what we've been, kind of what we are now, and what we hope to be with the new construction project.
And we will do more on this in the coming days. So you can bet on that. Thank you very much. Kimber Rolstad is administrator for Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.